Now we'll see if we get something. Oh, I am not a mechanical person.
I'm a scripture so that you say it all.
Really? Well, what are some things that we can say we remember? Should we have something we remember about Thanksgiving? Let's have something we remember about Thanksgiving. Doesn't have to be from your childhood. Can be from any time. What do we remember about Thanksgiving?
Drop a pin.
What?
Drop a pin.
Drop a pin?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm quite a few years.
What do you remember about Thanksgiving, Ray?
Well, just my brother and I and my folks.
Well, what did you do for Thanksgiving?
We had our duck, and that was the end of it.
Oh. Just your family?
Yeah.
Didn't have the grandmas and the...
No.
Your brothers and you, and how many were in your family?
Just my brother and I and my folks.
So four of you.
Yeah.
Did you have your own ducks? You went out and got your own duck?
Yeah.
Shot them? Oh. Oh, dear. And your mother fixed a big dinner?
Yeah.
What did you have with the duck to eat?
Cranberries.
That's my favorite at Thanksgiving. I could not have Thanksgiving without cranberries. Did you do anything special?
Oh, my brother, after dinner, my brother in the little pond right across the road, they went and slid around there.
Mm-hmm. Perfect day.
Yeah.
How about you, Mary?
Well, I don't know why, but we usually celebrate that had something about pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And, duck or turkey, different times you'd have to live well. With turkey dressing. And although it isn't so much, of course, you know, we had a large family. We had six children. So we'd always get together for that. And that's about all I can say.
How many would come for Thanksgiving altogether? That's a lot of ducks and turkeys.
Yeah.
Were they your own birds?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
1 year I had 225.
Oh, ducks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. You sell them then?
Yes. We sold some in the summer for what they call green ducks. They're ready by August.
Mm-hmm.
We got a good price for them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest we'd best out some and then. That's quite a job, and then we'd sell some just live.
Mm-hmm.
So, but dressing them up is a terrible job. If the later ducks, you know, they don't, feathers are still not right, you know, you have too much to deal with those.
Mm-hmm.
Pin feathers, they call them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'd try to sell them off without dressing them. So, that was not what we did, you know. All looked like their ducks, better than any fowl.
Ducks and pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Cranberries, too.
Mm-hmm.
But you regret it squawking at night.
Oh, yeah, they would holler. Especially if something was around, animals or anything, you know. then they'd make a great noise, you know, there's a dog around or something like that, you know. Just make them off the racket at night. Some wouldn't have them because of that. They're too noisy. In the morning, they start quacking just soon before daylight. They're already quacking, making an awful noise. That's why some folks didn't like them. But I never minded that. It was just a natural thing. I like to hear them.
Did you have your family do anything special, the 30 people? Did you play games after you ate, or what did you do?
I don't remember about that. I suppose it was... I don't remember about what we did. Of course, the little folks always needed attention. So, I don't think we really had much of an entertainment life. But we were great for singing. When we had an organ, we were great for getting together to sing. That was one thing. Perhaps that's what we did, you know, usually do something like that.
Mm-hmm. Who played the organ?
Well, I played the organ some, and then there was others that could play too. I played the organ.
So that was fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Later on, I got a piano, so it was more music than it was singing like that. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I got so I could play pretty well. I call it semi-classic, like Falling Waters and like that.
Mm-hmm.
That went, worked out pretty good. I had it on tape and it come out. They say, there goes Ma's music, they say. When they play other music, you know.
Come in.
When they had those player organs, or player pianos, they had sheet music for that.
Sorry,
that's all right. Slide in the player
piano. Do you like that?
Oh yes, I like that piano.
Wish we had one of those.
Mm-hmm.
They were fun.
They were.
And it's kind of old too. It's kind of old too.
Oh, I suppose.
Yeah, the player did. You know.
Yeah.
We had one.
Did you?
It's artificial music.
Mm-hmm. But the kids love it.
Oh yeah. They would dance by it if they got certain music. They were really dancing
sure.
with us, you know. So that's the way we did it.
Let me turn this a little bit. Anna, what do you remember about Thanksgiving?
Well, I don't know. That's so long gone by. I forgot everything.
Well, how many did you have around your table?
Always had about 10 of them.
10? Did you have your grandmas and the grandpas and all the kids? And
mother was remarried, you know, and then she brought in 4 children. And ours, we had 3. There was 7 children. We had Thanksgiving at home.
Mm-hmm. You had it at your house?
At our house, yeah.
What did you have to eat?
Oh, we always had a goose dressing. Oh, what's with my mother always used to bake such nice bread and coffee cake.
Mmm.
Wouldn't that be some homemade bread cheese cookies?
Wouldn't it?
Did you have what they call German biscuits?
Yes.
And the Bohemians call them kolakis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, did you have those for Thanksgiving?
We never bought any bread. Mm-hmm. It was all.
I forgot to mention it.
Mm-hmm. How many loaves of bread did you make at once? Yeah.
Oh, she used to make a whole batch of it. It wouldn't last long either.
That hot bread coming out of the oven, you can't resist it.
Uh-huh.
You have to eat it.
They go over to Lesion and get molasses, you know, by the barrel full. And molasses bread on that fresh bread. Oh, was that good?
Mm-hmm.
That was the Seahawks. That was a Seahawks organ. Seahawks had that sorghum, you know.
That what?
They had, Seahawks had the sorghum mill.
Yeah.
Down there.
Did you bake bread too, Anna?
I always baked my bread when I kept house. I never knew what boughten bread was.
It's a lot better homemade.
Talk about it.
Did you make a lot of pies and good things for Thanksgiving?
Apple pies. My roommate's boys put in our waterworks and all of that when we come to town. And I baked an apple pie. We had a big apple tree out there, and I said, I'm going to bake the boys an apple tree pie. And I said, and I baked them for lunch, and they come and told me the other day after they tasted that pie.
Mm. Well, you couldn't beat apple pie.
Mm-mm. That's good.
And, raisin pie.
You like raisin pie. Yeah. My husband likes raisin pie, too. Yeah.
Mm. That wasn't the little pie. There's always the pies for 6 pieces.
Mm-hmm.
I always baked. All the years I kept house, I never bought bread. Because my father and mother was a baker in the old man down in, when they first started, when they lost everything. And the mother was always could bake good. And I guess I took after. I always liked baking.
Good. Did you do anything special after you ate that big goose dinner?
Play pump pump pull away out in the yard if the weather was good. Or play games.
That was fun.
Yes.
Lots of dishes to do.
Yeah.
But people to help anyway.
Yeah, but I don't know. They didn't wash them in the dishwasher like they do today.
Uh-uh.
Press the button.
Yeah. Press the button.
A lot of dish towels then.
Yeah.
It wasn't all press the button those days. It was hand take the wash.
That's right.
Today they press the button wherever they go.
That's right.
Yeah. I always tell them they shouldn't cry because that's what's why everything is so expensive. Nobody does it for themselves.
True. We had a wringer washer. I got my hand caught in it. That's how I got this scar.
You know, they grabbed you quick. That is bad.
Mm-hmm.
I had a ringer washer.
Our kids wouldn't know what that was.
Had all of that. At last there, when I was keeping house alone, and I went and got me a dryer. And Sylvester, you know, always took care of me after John was gone. And he was mad because I got a dryer. And I said, I can't get on the line anymore. And then she come and always took my wash. Every time she get a chance to take my wash and wash it, bring it back and lay it all dry. They didn't let me use my dryer at all.
Oh.
Stayed in for the auction. But Lure said when I went in to buy it, he said, now Grandma, if you buy that dryer, I'll put it in. I said, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to take it to... You bring it down and put it in, so Dad, Sylvester said, you're going to get your hands in that dryer and I ain't going to let you down there alone.
Oh.
See, I was keeping house alone there so long.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. John died in 48 and I was keeping house yet at 90 years old.
Hmm. That's a long time.
That was a long, long days.
Good days, though.
Jessie, I'm talking, so I can't talk to you.
Well, why don't we start down here with Tilly, and then we'll get you. Tilly, I'm going to turn this around here. What do you remember about Thanksgiving?
Another Thanksgiving, we went to street, and went to church first, and come home. Pick as much as we could before we go and then finish up after you get home. hurry up, put the goose in the oven, we're hungry.
We had duck quite a bit, sometimes we had chicken.
How many were at your table?
Well, when I was holding my hook, we were only about 5 of us. And then after I got married, it seems to my sister and my brother, we got married just for the same year, so then we were double, and then we'd always go home to the folks for Thanksgiving, if we could. And then, of course, then the children come on, and then we'd go to grandma's house for dinner. We change all of it, go to my sister's one year and one to it. So every change out, you know, one time at my place and one time at my sister's and my mother's, so every day, every year at the same place. One would have Thanksgiving, one would have Christmas.
That's the way we do it.
Yeah.
How many did you have then?
Well, towards the end there was $14.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Did you have something special to eat with your...
Oh, we'd always have pie and orange cake and everybody made cookies. And of course, for Christmas, my mother made glasses and all that good stuff.
Sure.
And we had a
Lutherish.
And we had a Lutherish too.
Not for Thanksgiving.
But sometimes we'd have it for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
too.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
We could get it that early. Sometimes you can't get it.
Hmm. You sure don't go to Iowa for Thanksgiving, do you?
No. Mm-mm. We're here. I'm having it this year.
And my mother, Lisa.
Well, she'll be here for Christmas, but she's in Colorado.
Oh, in
so
Colorado.
She, yeah, so we don't get to see her very often.
No. You got a sister in Colorado?
My daughter.
Oh, your daughter?
Our oldest daughter. Mm-hmm.
He lives there.
Yeah. She's in Denver. In Denver.
She, my nephew, my grandson lives in Denver.
Oh.
And my daughter lives in Pablo, West Pablo.
Oh. That's a long ways.
Yeah.
I've got two nephews living in Denver.
Ew.
Yeah.
They all should get together, those last group of people.
Yeah.
Esther, what do you think, what do you remember about Thanksgiving?
Well, I don't know if I remember very much. I know we used to have ducks and how hard it was to pick them. My dad used to be pretty good at picking them dry. But we'd try to put wrap them in a gunny sack and put them over in a boiler and have them steam a little, yeah. But I don't think I ever had any luck in picking ducks. And so I don't remember about Thanksgiving if we had duck or not. I suppose we did have, because we raised ducks. They weren't quite as bad as geese. You'd call out the barn or something, they'd all answer. They couldn't get any message across anywhere, so ducks weren't quite that bad. But did they eat? Ducks could eat.
Oh, dear. How many came to your Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, it usually happened so that if it had rained or something, and my husband's folks, the roads weren't then what they are now, he wouldn't come out, so we'd have our dinner alone if we tried to have them come. So I don't remember if they ever got out for Thanksgiving or not. I don't remember that.
Did you make pies and special
goodies? Oh, I always made cookies. I always was like, they had the baking cookies, rolled out cookies. So.
Oh, the good kind.
Sugar cookies and sour cream cookies. I love to make sour cream cookies. So.
That sounds good. We're going to get hungry here before we're done, aren't we? Homemade bread and raisin pie.
My mother used to make these cinnamon rolls and put frosting over them, and oh boy.
She baked it with powdered sugar, I suppose, frosting. Yeah.
She did. That was for Thanksgiving.
For Thanksgiving.
We'd always ask, when is Thanksgiving now? Will Mom make them rolls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, then on the grocery list is bring a sack of flour.
Oh,
and that just every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. How big was the sack? How many pounds?
50 pounds.
Oh my gosh, think of the baking.
I used to use 100 pounds of flour and looking for sale, 100 pounds of flour. Bagels. I had so many lunches to put up.
I don't remember. That was the largest sack. That was the largest sack.
I think it was 100 pounds that you could get. But I had so many lunches to put up, you know, and it took so much bread then to. I used to bake.
I don't know. To eat a lot
more
bread.
Yes, they did. It used to take 8 loaves twice a week.
Yes.
And then
that's what I did too.
And they weren't small loaves either.
I know the kids had all come out from the track after Hargett's and Whole Foods, and the first thing you see them boys all come out. Well, if I had baked a batch of bread, that'd be all gone by the time they went home.
Yeah. And of course, I made a lot of kulakis, you know, I'd make one of those big bread pamphlets, you know, that you stir up your dough in. Yeah. I'd have that full every week I'd have to have.
Well, that's a lot of work.
Prunes or apricots.
People haven't got enough to do now.
I don't know. I didn't see
Jim, you used poppy seed then, too?
Oh, yeah.
You did. I never did.
I had a great big bread pan, and I made that big bread.
I had 4 loaves in a pan.
Uh-huh. And then put them all out the next morning. Mm-hmm.
I guess the recipes were about the same then, days.
And then sometimes I'd have a little dough left, and I'd take it and fry the dough, and then use it with hot milk and cinnamon on, and I don't know what you call it. It wasn't like soup, but it was with the bread dough, which you put a little water in with the lard and let it rise. And
I'd stuff the dough with peaches or apples or whatever, and fry
like
them.
Like dumplings.
I never did that.
Yeah. That was good.
Hey, you remember fried bread dough? That wasn't good for breakfast, man. Nice and warm, and put butter on all over your whiskers.
I used to make toffees. Did any of you ever have anything like that? I'd take bread dough and stretch it out and put it in lard. And fry that and put sugar on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I call them toffees, probably. Some of you call it something else.
And some would take real long strings and roll them over.
Yeah.
And rolled dough. Mm. Take 2 strips, you know, and braided.
Braided,
And I think I would get a big loaf of bread like that, and cut it, and it'd be all. And kids would come out, and they'd eat. Oh, my. Thanksgiving or Christmas, it all come when you look down the track here, the whole army was coming. We lived on one side of the track out there.
There's
George
one,
lives there now.
One little joke that I remember, I had a niece, I guess it was, that was born in November. She says, I was born in Remember.
Oh, that's cute. Jessie?
I can do it.
Can't you tell
her? Our family was so small. Our relationship was so small, as far as I can remember as a child growing up. They were gone. So, they moved. They moved far away so that we didn't have holidays very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But of course, Thanksgiving, we would have a special diet, surely.
Yes.
Them days, we were eating so much pork that when you got a chicken, it tasted much better.
I'm sure. So you had chicken for Thanksgiving?
Yes, we'd have chicken usually, sometime a duck.
Mm.
So And very often, with the folks would be picking corn instead on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, yes. Still, that's late.
We were working. Yeah. Well, they were, not me, but they.
So they appreciated that Thanksgiving dinner even more. Yes.
And of course, we'd have pie. There's no question about that.
What's your favorite kind of pie when you were?
Oh, I got a lot of them.
Any kind.
Any kind.
Well, should we write down a little, go around and everybody say one thing that they remember? Jesse, do you want to start?
What I remember on Thanksgiving Day?
The best, well, the, just one thing that you remember that you'd want to say. Anybody can.
I wouldn't remember. There were so many I liked.
Well, let's see. Let's start. Ray, can you say one thing? You know, we've talked about lots of things that we remembered. What's one thing that stands out in your mind that you remember?
Well, I'll tell you, when we used to go to church, you know, my wife would go and look in that stovebox. She said, God, she shut that damn stove up. I'm being hungry. You know that?
Yeah, from the smell.
Yeah.
You remember getting hungry? From the smell. Okay.
Roasted duck.
Smell of roasted duck. What about you, Mary? You said lots of good things. We should have been writing those down. Can you say,
I remember that cranberry had to be a special dish. Cranberries.
Cranberries had to be a special dish.
That's about all I can say that would be special with the turkey and the pollen and whatever. What I would say that was the special pollen.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's all I can say.
Well, we'll go around again. How about you, Anna?
I remember we drive with the horses and get some. We have to leave home for, give us an hour and a half to get to church.
We drive with the horses. An hour and a half.
Yeah, and get so late for dinner. And the baby's at home, so it.
That's it. Wait till you see how good this is. You'll be so happy. How about you, Jesse?
Well, I wouldn't know what to tell you only on Thanksgiving or maybe Christmas. We'd be driving to Kilkenny, Minnesota for a turkey dinner.
Who was in Kilkenny?
My aunt and my uncle, she had married and they had children, two daughters about the same age as me. So us three kids would have a good time eating candy.
Oh.
Church was a great place for dinner and special dinners. Uh-huh. All year round they had dinners, you know. The church dinners.
Thanksgiving had to be a big dinner. Mm-hmm.
How about you, Esther?
Well, we always often made mincemeat. And at Thanksgiving, I suppose we had our homemade mincemeat pie.
See, that you can't buy it no more.
Can't you buy it anymore?
Well, I ordered for it to when we had our, you know, what to eat, you know, for each year.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I think, Miss Piper, thank you. You're looking at me in the morning.
Well, when we butcher in the winter, we'd take some beef and we'd have always have some apples, and then we'd make our mincemeat, our own mincemeat, and can it. Then we had our own mincemeat.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I used to love that.
Mm-hmm.
None of the, I think we used to buy it too, and then it was such a little pie that we'd put apples with it and make it go farther.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to get a little pie to buy.
Yeah.
I love mincemeat pie too.
Mm-hmm. Those little packets when you buy them ready made, they're small.
Mm-hmm. You have to buy more than one.
Yeah.
How about you, Telly? What do you remember? Anytime. Just something about, we were talking about Thanksgiving and you had some good things you remembered.
Well, that one for me.
How about your brother and you and your folks got together? Weren't you saying that?
Excuse me,
Ray.
Yeah, it was me. I didn't want to die.
Oh, no. Did you get, do you remember getting together with your family?
And then after, well, I should get, grandma and grandpa's always there. We go to Grandma's house, and our silly days used to take so long to drive home. I would drive home in 10 minutes when I used to take it for an hour and a half.
How'd you keep warm then, and you're on the road so long?
Try to get everybody together.
Pull off the horse blankets and sit home. Oh, my God. They had to get together.
And the horses, of course, had to have a good warm place.
No, they stand, and then you try to drive them fast a little, and they sweat. Oh my, was that penance?
Those were the good old days, though.
They were the good old days, you tell them.
Usually when went visiting.
You didn't live for all this fancy stuff.
That's why we're sick all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think they were sick as much then as they are now.
No.
At least they didn't make so much of it, and they'd be sick.
Why you don't hear them so much.
No, no.
Anna, did you say that they played pump, pump, pull away if it was nice out
if
in the yard?
If it was nice out, yes. Or in the house, they'd play handkerchief or all kind of game.
Them days, if you were in the house, you'd play an I-Spy.
Yes. You didn't have an icebox.
I-Spy, she said.
Oh. I-Spy, yeah.
See the swirl.
Go down the hill on the ice. Set on the sleigh and away we go, huh?
Well, if you want to hear
you didn't, one wouldn't think we sat down on a little sled.
When I played a good game on this, joke on myself. I was going to find a real good hiding place. So, you know, my dad had these swill bears on wheels, you know. So, and I tipped it down and I got into it, you know. And when I got out, you know, that slop came all over me. All cheese all over.
Oh.
Air and everything. It was all cheese. So the joke was on me.
You're so wet when you get home, your stockings and everything, yeah. Then we had these woolen stockings and every underwear cleaned out to your ankles.
I'm going to read the poem that we just wrote. I remember getting hungry from the smell of roasted duck. Cranberries were a special dish. I remember we'd drive with the horses an hour and a half to get to church.
Yeah.
Dinner was late and the babies were at home. I remember driving to Kilkenny to my aunt and uncle's for Thanksgiving dinner. Us kids would have fun eating candy. We made mincemeat at Thanksgiving. We had homemade mincemeat pie. I used to love that. Grandma and Grandpa were always there. Holidays, we'd always want to be together. If it was nice, they'd play pump, pump, pull away outside. In the house, you'd play I Spy. You didn't live for all this fancy stuff. They were the good old days. Now that is a good poem, and I'm really proud of you.
That is a good one.
Yes, it is.
Today, everything has got to be so fancy and